Hey guys, Lance Erlein here from The Bench. This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Superior Window Company. It's time to replace your single-pane windows, and right now our listeners get half-off windows. Go to superiorwindowcompany.com/thebench. superiorwindowcompany.com/thebench for 50% off all home windows.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Aggies versus Longhorns. Neutral site.
Aggies versus Longhorns. Now, in the Aggies, you have a defense that's been pretty solid most of the year, an offense that has been spotty, that has had its moments.
It's looked good against lesser opponents. It's been able to run the football.
Against lesser opponents.
Ball control. When Kellen Mond doesn't have to take on all the responsibility, they've been a lot better.
Yes. When they run the ball, it's been way,
yes,
way different.
Yes. Spiller has been really, really good. When Spiller is good, when Spiller runs for over 100. Now, that's against lesser teams, though.
I would give their defense a B-.
Well, and you can run on Tech. You can do what you want with Texas.
Well, that's what defense. I'm saying. I'm giving their defense, on a scale of 1 to 100, a 50 to 100, 50 being the lowest and 100 obviously being the highest, I'd give their defense... I'd give their defense about a 77.
Okay.
I'd give their offense...
So they're a little bit better than Midway.
Yeah. I'd give their offense a 66.
Okay.
For Texas, you have a defense that's one of the worst that they've ever had.
56.
They have a big defensive front, but they're not very fast. Along the front, not fast enough as playmakers. They're not good pass rushers against a team that really doesn't throw it all that well. They have a productive quarterback. They have good
wide
receivers.
What grade do you give their defense?
Good wide receiver. Well, their defense is going to get a 56.
That's what I got. And their
offense, I would give an 81.
Okay. I would have said 82.
Yep.
Okay.
In this game.
So what do those two add up to?
Well, I mean, not that they 137 for Texas and 143 for A&M.
So A&M's a 6-point favorite.
No, I don't think these aren't based on power ratings.
Well,
I would say this is just an easy way to put numbers to it. I would say on a neutral field, I would make Texas A&M a 4-point favorite.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say 3. I would say the Aggies should be about a 3-point favorite.
I'd probably take 4 points though with Texas.
You would?
Because you know what? I think you're probably right. My feeling is the public would come on A&M, they'd go, we gotta lay the points because Texas defensively, blah blah blah. But I feel like the Sharps would say, rivalry game. Texas does a decent job of showing up in those rivalry games, like against Texas Tech on after Thanksgiving, the big rivalry games. That's just that's in case the wife's in the car. Right. She gets super mad when I say
Well,
that.
It is their rival. So, Dell,
show up. Tom Herman shows up in these kind of games. I'll make it 3.5.
Okay.
Who do you like?
What line do you got? I'm going to buy the point down at 3, and I'm going to take the Aggies.
I don't know if the Aggies would be favored.
You don't think the Aggies would be favored?
I'm not sure.
I think they're more well-rounded than the Longhorns.
Let's see if the gold sheet has power ratings on each.
Well, you
team.
Can. You can see that, yeah.
I
two teams on a neutral field. Yes.
I get Aggies by one? I don't think there's much difference between them, to be honest with you.
You might be right.
And in fact, I think if I was taking, who's likely to, if this game got into the 30s, who would win? I'd take the Longhorns. I don't know if the Aggies are consistent enough to put up points.
They are against mediocre teams. Yeah, they've been really, really good.
I get it, but in this game, Texas, as bad as they are defensively, would probably play at their best. They'd certainly be locked in for it. I don't know. I think the Aggies would have to win a game that was in the 20s, and I don't know if I don't think they could get to 35, to be honest with you.
Del, let me ask you. I'm assuming that the answer is going to be yes on this, but I might be wrong. Do you know about the Sagarin power ratings?
Yeah, I got Sagarin right now. I got Sagarin up right now.
Do you know about Sagarin power ratings,
yes.
Del? Okay. So Sagarin power ratings are kind of forgotten because it's in USA Today. But Jeff Sagarin has put together some of the best football power ratings for handicapping purposes of anybody out there. And then it's actually been fine-tuned by the ELO and some of the other ratings. So, John, you pulled it up.
83.44 for A&M, 83.15 for Texas.
Yeah, so it's Dell's probably closer. It's probably. I still think they'd make A&M.
I think A&M would have to be a favorite. Otherwise, you get bogged down with A&M money.
Yeah.
I think, you'd have to make A&M a favorite. They've got Ohio State as the number one team in the country, Clemson 2, LSU 3, Alabama 4, Georgia 5, OU, Wisconsin, Michigan, Utah, Auburn.
Let me see, but that's for Sagarin.
Right.
There are other ratings in there, too. The predictor has Ohio State clearly ahead. That's interesting. The recent has LSU right behind Ohio State. In every measure of the numbers, the computers, Ohio State is number one in every measure. It's pretty close between LSU and Clemson. Strength of schedule, Clemson is 66th. LSU is 25th. Auburn, 2. How about LSU can be 25 and Auburn, 2? Auburn's number 2 in strength of schedule.
Yeah.
Number 4 is Texas, by the way, which now I get why they struggled a little bit. Sam should have thrown that in there. Like, hey, Rome wasn't built in a day, and we've got the number 4 most difficult strength of schedule.
What's A&M's strength of schedule?
18.
When, in fact, they had 3 number 1 teams that they faced.
The predictor score has Texas over Texas A&M. The golden mean has Texas over Texas A&M. The most recent has A&M over – I'm sorry. The golden mean has basically a pick. The predictor – I was looking at Memphis. The predictor has Texas slightly ahead of Texas A&M. The most recent has A&M slightly ahead of Texas. And, yeah, and as you mentioned, John, in the power ratings, A&M is 0-5 against top 5. A&M's 0-5 against top 30 competition. Texas is 2-4.
The problem for A&M, at least in this one, is – their top 30 competition was also top 10 competition, so they're 0-5.
And three of them were number one.
Yeah, that's a good point too.
Yeah,
Alabama, LSU, and Clemson. Holy crap!
Yeah, I mean you're gonna get slapped doing that stuff.
And they were competitive against Clemson, relatively speaking. Against Bama, they were okay, and then they were just not competitive against LSU.
Yeah. No.
Maybe had some checkout in that game a little bit.
His last game. I think they got overwhelmed.
Steamrolled on them, it was over.
Flying around.
LSU looked at that as a massive revenge game.
Yeah.
And
I was at about
like
field
that.
Level. I want to tell you, LSU was flying around like I haven't seen them in years.
So, speaking of revenge games, let's get on the other side. All right, we'll get to a call here in a second. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. I also want to bring up, I want to get back to Carmelo being named player of the week, because I heard some people who are not happy about that James Harden, that it should just be James Harden.
Did you talk to Daryl?
No. Actually, you know who was talking about it yesterday when I was in my office at night before their show was Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock. And I heard Braddock saying, this is ridiculous. Well, why don't you just say you don't like James Harden if you don't give it to Harden?
What they're saying is let's give Carmelo
his flowers.
Let's give – you know what? Honestly, is Carmelo like the Colin Kaepernick of the NBA?
Oh, they love KP
Mello. Everybody's got to – oh, well, somebody give him a job, please. Why does everybody care? I guess players like him. I guess I don't know. I guess
I don't
I guess
get
the guys
it either.
Like him.
I don't get why ESPN. Well, you have so many great young players. Why does ESPN try to make Carmelo a storyline?
I have no idea. And you know what? This player of the week was like a lifetime achievement award for Carmelo. 22 points a game, really? How many guys score 22 points a game this week?
It on that shooting, John? I don't know. What was the over 50%?
What Luka Doncic do? What James Harden scored 60 points in three quarters.
It was Honor Legends Week for the NBA.
I guess it was. Hey, I got a great way for you this holiday season, and now is the time to do it because you get free shipping. You go to chwine.com and put in promo code BENCH. But you're going to have people over, or you're going to enjoy some wines. I'm doing it today again. I just picked up six bottles of wine. We had some people over, went through it, and they were all like, so they get on their phones and they're ordering it because they love the wine so much, the Pinots and the Chardonnays and the Cabs and everything else. Listen, I'm telling you, this holiday season, you're probably going to, and if people come over, you want to have some wine for them, or wherever you go, you want to bring a bottle of wine. Well, this is an unbelievable way. We're talking about $16, $12 bottles. We're talking about an unbelievable deal that you can, and you will look like a star. I'm telling you, they will love this wine, and it's a $50 to $100 bottle for a fraction of the price because of the way that they do it. Go to chwine.com and put in promo code BENCH. You get free shipping on three or more bottles. And trust me, you'll get three or more bottles. Get a case. Get two cases. Buy, because you're not going to find deals on wines like this ever. chwine.com, promo code BENCH.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I really can't believe. Did Stephen A. sign his big deal? Because you go to the ESPN page, Stephen, or Twitter. Stephen A. says it's blasphemy about Nick Saban. Stephen A. is pissed off at Jim Harbaugh. Stephen A. says Paul Feinbaum is out of line. Stephen A. What the bleep?
When did Stephen A. become our college football?
He is at, well, and it's not. No, he's also mad at AJ Hinch and the Astros. Well, he's mad. Stephen A. If Stephen A. says it,
he's their guy.
I guess he is, huh? No, they're squarely. This is a Stephen A. thing. Stephen A. is
Stephen A. SPN.
It's Stephen A. plus. That's what it is. I mean, holy crap! I'm kidding. On my timeline, I follow ESPN, and it's all Stephen A. sound bites.
Oh, you pay the guy what they're paying him.
No, they're squarely behind Stephen A.
It's kind of. I don't want to dwell on it, but I remember not that long. When I was here the first time, when we were 1560, Stephen A. got at A&M. I mean, at A&M, at ESPN. They got rid of him, and he was on Fox Sports and doing a radio show on Fox Sports because ESPN did not redo his contract, did not re-up his contract. They let him walk. And then he went to Fox Sports. And remember, we used to always hear, we like in the morning driving in, Celessa. He had somebody named Celessa. Was his producer or whatever. Yeah, and she was, I don't remember if she ever talked. You got to be kidding me with the New York Knicks again, Celessa. They're going to try to do this again. And then before you knew it, got back on ESPN a little bit and a little bit more. And now it is officially the Stephen A. Smith Network.
So did you hear that Skip Bayless is possibly going back there? Mm-mm. Yeah. They're talking about bringing Skip back.
So it's just a money thing.
Well, I don't know. Is Skip's deal already up? Remember when Troy Aikman lit him up for coming over to?
Yeah. I guess Chris Carter's already done at Fox Sports 1.
Yeah, he's done.
They're there, and that's the thing is Fox Sports 1's always going to – I mean, their programming is not that much different than ESPN's, but it's just there's just not the usage. There's not the eyes on that product. And those guys get paid when they come over. I don't know if it's sustainable to keep paying them that amount of money. Like Nick Wright got paid a lot less than a guy like Skip Bayless or Carter.
Nick Wright didn't have the name. He took whatever they gave him.
Well, I know what he got. And it's his first three-year deal.
He didn't
get
$5 million a year like Skip did.
No, his first three-year deal was not, I'm not going to tell his money, but I mean, his first three-year deal that he had was not, it was very, very reasonable for the network.
No, absolutely. Put it that way.
But he hadn't done anything on their network.
No. Let's get Ben in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Ben.
Morning, gentlemen.
What do you say?
Hey, listen, I'm a day one listener for you guys. You know, we all started, but I have never heard the John story with the bars stool or peeing in bars in Florida.
What are you talking about?
I got to hear that story.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Can you tell it again? Hey, listen. Can you tell it? Statute of limitations.
Yeah, it's over. You're fine. You're clear.
Oh, no. I mean, statute of limitations on the story.
He's got to answer to others.
Who?
Can't be telling that story
anymore.
He doesn't
answer to anybody now, Bill. There's one person.
Yeah, one person.
Yeah, exactly.
She's not listening. She's busy trying
She's in New York.
Get new... Fire away.
Why do you think I was playing poker till 1 in the morning?
Fire away.
Well, then with that obstacle out of the way, why aren't we telling the story?
No, it was.
See, he doesn't want to talk about it anymore.
It's a good story. He's changed. It's a good story.
He doesn't like talking about it anymore. He's different.
Yeah, no.
I thought you were.
We don't do that no more. I don't know if you heard. We don't play male golf or female golf or food anymore. I don't know if you heard.
What about peeing in a bar?
Hey.
Ooh.
Hey, why are we reaching back in the time here?
What?
You think that. It's a kind of a gross story, actually.
It is someone talking about
it. No, it's not.
It.
It's not gross.
Well, it is when my buddy's girlfriend goes wading through it.
That makes it better.
On her hands and knees.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, tell it. All right. So I'm going to pick. You pick one. You're going to pick one me story. Okay. No, I'm going to pick a John story, and then John, you pick a Dell story.
Why does he got to pick it? I told him all my stories.
I know. It is for new listeners. Okay. And Adele, you can pick a me story if you know one.
I want you to tell, since you don't want to tell.
You've got a choice. Either the bar pee story or the professor's wife story.
Oh, that was bad. No, that one you can. That one is the easier.
I'll do the Florida bar story.
Okay, quickly. So Florida LSU. I don't know. It was 5, 6, 8 years ago. Whatever it was. And
no, it was longer ago than that.
8, 10 years ago. Whatever it was.
Yeah. Was it the same year you grabbed the grass off the?
No. It was well after that.
Okay.
Well after that. So we're playing. It's a big game. Middle of the season. It's always the 5th week of the year or 6th week of the year. We go to Florida. I mean, we go to Gatorland or whatever the name of the bar is. A Gator, whatever. Gator Bait, whatever it was. Anyway, it's so packed. I mean, honest to God, I've never been in a bar as crowded as this. The fire department should have come in, closed the place down. I swear, you are shoulder to shoulder with people. And just to move, you've got to, excuse me. And the line for the bathroom is upstairs, and you see there's 100 people waiting in line for the bathroom. The tables are up to about your chest. They're picnic tables, but they're up to about your chest when you're standing up. So you're just standing there. There's no chairs. You're just standing there, and I'm standing with my chest up against the picnic table, and I look, my buddy's next to me, and I go, "What are you doing?" He goes, "Same thing you're doing." And we were both peeing right under the table. It's a big table. It's a big table. Anyway, so we're peeing under the table, and oh, good.
Like, this is a communal thing. So we're peeing under the table.
Yeah, and his girlfriend is across the table, and the only way to get to us, she goes underneath. And she had no idea. She had no idea. And she her hands and her feet doing a bear crawl across, and then she gets up and she goes, "Man, everybody's spilling beer all over the place," and she's and her hand, and I'm like, "Oh, well, I never told her, and he never told her, but he wash your hands. Go here, take this, wipe off your hands."
I guess it's not a golden shower because it was already on the ground.
It's a golden bath.
It was a golden hand wash.
Now,
hold on. What about Dell's?
I want Dell to tell the story.
What story?
Of the Russian catalog.
Why do I have to tell the story?
Russian catalog story.
I didn't agree to this.
Russian
catalog story. You're part of the team, Dell.
I kind of like Vegas pickup truck story.
No, I like this
one. Or not pickup truck.
I want Russian.
Russian doll. I didn't get to hear this live. Yeah. So,
well, it's not even about me. Most of these stories aren't about me. My dad retired. We're saying 7, 8 years ago. So I'm in the house that he used to be in, cleaning up stuff, just moving boxes And I go into one of the rooms, and I'm going through this box. Most of it's just old mail that is open. He just didn't throw away because apparently he's a pack rat or whatever. And I keep digging. It's okay. What can I keep? What can I throw away? And I get to this catalog. And there are multiple catalogs. And you can tell these things are old. They're from like the early 90s, maybe even older. And some of them are like based in Texas. Like the companies were based in Texas, but we were in California. So I don't know how he found the magazines. Because this is in the 90s. There wasn't online. So I don't know how he got these magazines.
You had to go looking for stuff.
I don't know how he got these magazines delivered or what he knew. But there was about three of them that were simply Russian mail order bride catalogs. The ones you think, the ones you make jokes about when one, like in those movies, oh, where'd you get that girl from? Did you buy? This is what he was doing, apparently.
Did he ever go over there?
Yes. Oh, I told this story before. I thought he was, look, when a Nigerian immigrant goes to Russia, it's weird. You don't know, but I'm like eight. I don't know what he's doing over there. He would go there every Christmas. The topper was, he'd be like, I'll be back. I'm like, where are you going? He would go there for Christmas and come back. Now, he and my mom.
Hold on, it was just you and your dad?
No, he and my mom weren't together, so I would just stay with my mom.
Oh, okay.
But he would just take 2 weeks.
I didn't know if you were doing this.
No,
and you're doing Home Alone, and there's people trying to break into your.
No, I'm not Kevin McAllister.
You're not Kevin McAllister, and like
I had a mother who they weren't together, so I would stay with her.
Oh, man.
But every Christmas for like 3 years in a row, he would just head off to Russia, or he would be learning Russian. And I'm like, what? I didn't ask questions. I don't know what he's doing. I'm late. I don't ask. I don't care. But every Christmas, he'd be like in Europe, or actually not Europe, but in Russia.
What did he tell him?
I will be back there.
No, he didn't say
you
that.
You may have a new blonde mom.
He never said that. In fact, I told the story where, as you do an accent you're not allowed to do, I told the story. Don't let Roger Goodell hear that.
A Nigerian accent? Why? Why can't you do a Nigerian accent?
I think you know.
Oh, you could do Italian. Oh,
yeah.
Oh. Okay, but you can't do Nigerian.
You guys aren't a sacred cow.
No. Hold on. Now let him finish telling the story. What?
I was going to tell you that in that same box I found a letter.
I don't know if I want to hear about the box. Box is made. It's
a
like
letter
seven.
From who?
It's
a
like seven deadly him, sins.
A letter, a correspondence from him. To her, that either I think it was either I don't remember an email or a letter because I don't know why I would have his part of the letter.
Yeah,
and it was about how he couldn't continue the relationship because he had a son that he had to take care of, and apparently she wanted him to move.
No wonder he's so disappointed in you.
No, she wanted him to move to Russia.
He moved to Nigeria. What's the difference if he's in Russia and comes back?
Well, he was still working at the time, and I was like eight.
Oh.
So much. That's just bubbling up resentment over the years about his one true love.
Yeah, right. One true love.
One true love.
You ruined it for him.
Also known as G64382.
No, Svetlana had a name.
Oh, Svetlana?
I don't know. I don't remember what Russian name it was, but it probably was
What was
Svetlana.
Her number?
I don't remember her number.
Her name was
God. I never saw a picture of her.
K-367.
Well, is there any chance he got these magazines while he was still married?
My mom and dad were never married.
Oh, they were never married.
No.
Oh.
So it's the letter would have been the one. Forget the magazine. Seeing this like, Dad, you're going
to
leave?
You going to Russia?
No, in fact, he did leave. He said, no, I can't do it.
I can't
I know.
It. No,
so he wasn't going to lie.
Because of you. You ruined his life. You see how kids ruin
now.
Lives?
Well, why
your
do you
dad
think I,
could be happy.
Why do you think I have this attitude? My dad had I don't know how attractive she was, a blonde Russian woman that he was going to spend his life with, and he couldn't do it because of a child.
It's not your fault.
I know it's not my fault.
Del.
Never have kids.
Del, it's not your fault.
I don't tell.
Del,
it kind of is.
I don't
know. No, I think
it's not your fault.
Lance, I don't know if you know this about me. Most things I believe aren't my fault.
It's not
so
your fault.
I don't care.
No. See what, you see what I'm doing to him? I'm doing
Stuart Smalley.
No. The Matt Damon and with Robin Williams.
Unlike Matt Damon, I'm not gonna.
I'm trying to get you to cry.
Goodwill Hunting. Unlike Matt Damon,
it's not your fault.
I'm not shook up by it.
It's not your fault.
In fact,
you keep doing it long enough, he'll start crying.
He will.
It's gonna take a second.
Actually, I'll tell you.
You know what? I want to see this. This is my favorite part
it's
of the story where you cry.
Actually,
it's not your fault.
Actually, my thought is, screw that. Screw that white bitch. I'm your son. That's what I'm saying. What are you doing?
trying to take my dad.
Well, I'm not shook up by it. You made the right decision.
It's not your fault.
If you're going to have a kid, don't leave them. But the whole point is don't have kids. They ruin your life.
You know what? After that?
That's the moral of the story.
But you know what? He learned something because after that, he didn't leave you. He took you with you to a Vegas casino where you got to sleep in a car.
No, that probably was running concurrently. I don't think one happened after the other. It probably happened about the same time.
You know, in Dell's dad's mind, he's like, this is not my best life. He wanted to live his best life.
And you ruined it.
And now Dell says, don't have kids.
The moment he...
That's where it comes from.
That's where it comes from. I told you.
He's got something.
Don't have kids.
At least you learned something
out of this. You don't have a woman who's 20 years younger than you and blonde worshiping you because you had a kid. That's on you, son.
I bet you that
That would have been great.
When he opened up that letter, he said, I'm never going to have kids now. Look at this.
When Dell opened
Dad's
it up.
Dad's life ruined.
Because here's how Dell read it. This is exactly in his mind. Huh. God, he is so stupid. I would have left me.
Left a long time ago.
I would have left me in a
heartbeat. I can't say this to my dad because immigrant parents will F you up. But I was like, man, hey, you were a dumbass. Yeah. You made a mistake.
830 ESPN 97.5. Time to talk HR&P. You know what? You need to be smarter about this payroll thing. Look, if you're looking for the best way to get the pay, we've been with HR&P, I don't know how long now. And HR&P is going to take care of all of your payroll. And by the way, in the Obamacare, the ACA, you got to get this job done. And you don't know about it. You know what? They're experts at it. And this is something that is awfully important since, you know, it's still the law of the land. What I need you to do now is get to HRP.net. And you, my friends, are going to be able to take advantage of what is a great, great company that is going to take care of all your payroll needs, all of your HR needs. If you're struggling with the demands of HR, compliance, benefits, administration, and payroll, these guys do it all. It's like turnkey. It's unbelievable how good they are. And I love these guys. You're gonna meet them. You're going to know them. You're going to know Chris. You're going to know Kevin. You're going to know Mike, Holly. You're going to know all of these guys. And you're going to say, this is the right decision. I set them up with Prime. They met the guys, and they love them. They love what they do for them. You'll love what they do for you as well. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. That's HRP.net.
I said, empty your mind, be formless, shapeless, like water.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, and we proudly hydrate with C-Force water. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
834 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3777. Shame you can't tell that story. Yeah. All right, Lance's turn. He's got to tell the story about how he peed on his brother.
It didn't have to be that. It could be anyone.
Yeah, but that's your...
Is that the go-to?
That's your go-to story.
There's lots of...
Oh, my goodness.
There is...
Oh.
I know. That's the email. So we got an email that just said, and this is true. Steve said, Dell, was your dad being recruited by the KGB for secret NASA secrets? Were one of these the girlfriends, and it's Carrie Russell and the other girl from the Americans.
Ooh.
Maybe they were trying to flip him as an asset.
And like I said during the break, if one of them was Carrie Russell, the other girl, he once again made the wrong decision.
Yep. Poor decision-making by your father.
Just saying.
All right. First of all, having you. Secondly,
having you. Not just that.
He could have sent you off like you sent off your other brother.
No, he couldn't do that because I had a mom in the country.
You want me to tell this story?
He couldn't do that to me.
Do you want me to tell you the story of how I got out of the 610 contract? Well, it ended up costing me a bunch of money with legal fees. But how I got 610 to take me off the radio?
What? That doesn't compete with what we've just done.
Yeah, that's a better one.
These are personal stories we've told.
We want to hear.
You can't tell a business story.
Let me think.
The kids are
got one that's a home run, but I really shouldn't tell
this
that one.
This whole thing was his idea. Now he's backing out.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to tell your story.
Are we going to ever get to the Western Conference Player of the Week?
When you tell the story first.
All right.
Can't trust this dude.
Let me see. I got some from when I was snuck out and.
No, we don't want to hear you sneaking
so
out.
You can't. What
or
is
the
this?
Time you got drunk and puked at New Orleans. No.
No.
No. No.
You
no.
got to get to our level. Well, particularly my
what
level.
What about when I tried to use a bathroom at a popcorn box?
What?
What?
Yeah.
What type of. Number big, two?
But wait,
number two?
You were trying to drop a deuce in a popcorn box?
Yeah.
What?
Because there was a tremendous amount of alcohol involved. It was all you could drink at the boot. It involved, you know, those big Macy's popcorn boxes?
Macy's popcorn boxes.
Like or you, whatever, yeah. They're like three
the tin
or four
containers?
No. They're like giant cardboard boxes, and each section, there's four different sections where you can have popcorn.
Yeah. Caramel
can
and
butter. Can I just interject? Yeah. First of all, both your stories just involve you guys doing dumb things with alcohol. If I wasn't so well adjusted.
I wasn't that drunk when I did mine.
Well, of course. You just like to pee at places.
Yeah.
If I wasn't so well adjusted. The stories I'm telling are pretty damaging, but you know what? I'm
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, I know. Yours are pretty good. Yours
what
get right to your psyche.
All it is about alcohol with you two. That ain't compared to what
well,
I told.
I don't have that kind of family. Like, I don't have that kind of family stuff.
Right.
This
you
one
say,
involved,
you go to
you
grandma.
Tell,
trash.
I actually,
he goes to Kansas to see his grandma.
Both your stories are trash.
In my head, no. This story's not trash. In my head, this made a lot of sense. The night was over for me because I had about 10 Cuba Libres in about 2 hours, and the bartender was hooking me up with all you could drink.
Right.
Because they were calling me the P word because I got to the bar. One of the guys, we'd been in school for a week or a week and a half, and we were having a going away party for two guys who had already been kicked out of school. So
good for them.
I got to the bar. They were calling me the P word. It was $10, all you could drink. And when I got there, I'm drinking.
Seems like a loser.
They gave me an additional straw, and I'm drinking these Cuba Libres, which to this day I can't smell that combination of alcohol ever. A rum and a Coke and any lime. Holy crap. That's horrible. And I had about 20. He put two shots in each drink to hook me up. It's about 20 shots.
All right, you're drunk. Go. What happened?
Well, at one point I'm standing in the bar. I don't know when. I got to another bar. I don't know how it happened. And I'm standing there talking to – there's some football players going, you coach Zerline's son? Like one guy knew I was, and he told the rest of them. They're all football players. Yeah. And the speech is starting to really go sideways. And they told me I had to buy them a beer because my dad cussed at them. And I'm like, oh, that's a cuss at me too. And so I'm standing there, and I fall, literally just fall down. Like I can't – So they're like, okay, dude, you got to get out of here. So somehow I make it back to the dorm. Somebody helps me back to the dorm. I'm laying on the ground. I can't tell this story because it gets way worse. Well, I'll just fast forward. I'm laying on the ground. People are stepping over me like I don't exist. Like, oh, my God. One guy goes, oh, my God, Lance, could you do something with yourself? So I get up to the dorm. I'm smashing back and forth between the walls. I can't even walk. I'm crashing into like that scene out of Altered States. I mean, it's horrible, Dell. It was horrible.
Can we get to the point where you pooped in a box?
Yeah.
I get into the room. I get into the dorm room. Now, my roommate, we had been, you know, like I said, about eight days total together. He's a red ass from Sharon, Massachusetts, who has Danny Ainge posters all over his wall.
Oh.
Danny Ainge all over the wall.
Oh, good God.
Tells you what I'm dealing with. He's about 5 foot seven. He's about 5 foot eight. Basketball player, little man syndrome. He's got a little bit. I love Lonnie. A little bit of a little man syndrome already. So he's got a little bit of red ass to him. His mom had given him a popcorn. It had been there for like 8 days. I get into the bed. I'm like, finally, this nightmare is over. And then I'm like, wait a minute. I use the bathroom real quick. And then the nightmare's over. And so in my head, this seems totally rational. I could walk all the way down about. John, it's probably about 90 feet to the bathroom.
Oh, that seems like a long way.
It's a long way.
Yeah. Or.
Hold on a second. Well, there's a box of half-eaten stale popcorn here. I mean, now in my mind, this makes sense. You know what I could do? Is I could go there, stick it out in the stairwell, because that seems like a good idea too. And boom.
Wait a minute, what about wiping?
Everyone's a winner. I don't even know what my thought was there. I can't remember. I don't remember what my thought was.
So you dropped the deuce in there and then put it
on
the hallway?
So I'm like, here we go. Oh, I wish it was that simple, John. So I'm sitting on this super stable cardboard box just saying, this makes sense in the caramel corn. And I'm like, can't, I'm going to be asleep.
Did you have your laptop
and
you were watching a Netflix?
We didn't have laptops in.
Oh, okay.
So I'm thinking, this is all going to be over soon and everything is going to be beautiful. I don't remember what I was wiping. I don't remember any of that. All of a sudden, the popcorn box, which was made of a sturdier cardboard, said, we're not made to sit on. And all of a sudden, the box goes, you ever see buildings implode where they start to go down like that? The box goes, oh, boom, 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 boom. And it starts to collapse. I go flying off to the side, land on my head. I don't remember. The next thing I remember, swear on Jesus. The next thing I remember, I'm face down naked in the shower. Somebody from the dorms had gotten me in there.
Yeah, because you had mud butt.
Pants around. Oh, easily. Pants around the legs. I'm laying in the shower.
No one's going to wipe them. They can just throw them in the shower.
No, I'm laying in the shower, and I hear this, my RA, resident advisor, and somebody goes, should we call Tim's, which is Tulane Emergency Medical Service? I think he's got blood. I think he's got alcohol poisoning, which I might have.
Of course he did.
And he goes, now he'll have to do a bunch of classes. It's going to ruin everything. No. He goes, I had to go. And I can hear this, and I swear, John, in my mind, it feels like everything makes total sense. And I try to say, don't call Tim's. Don't call Tim's. As I'm laying face down in the shower.
Couldn't say
and all I can say is, duh, 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 duh. So then somebody gets me back to the dorm room. Here's the worst part, because they're not doing anything in cleanup. My red ass roommate gets with his Danny Ainge posters, opens the door, and he's like, Jesus Christ. On his new Nike high tops?
You dropped a deuce?
a present. On one of his books? On one of his textbooks? A present. There's a popcorn box laying out in the... And I heard him say...
You're gross.
This is what he says to me. I'll never forget. He goes, hey, dude. I open my eyes, and I don't want to open my eyes. Dude, you're a disgrace. He calls me an effing disgrace. He leaves. I guess he cleans something. He leaves, goes, and stays in a different room. He comes in the next morning with like three things of Febreze or whatever it was at that time. Yeah. Just spray cans of basically potpourri. And he's blasting it nonstop. And I'm like, and I end up going home. I'm horrified. I go home. And the worst part, because my parents live in there. I come back on Sunday. I go home on Friday. Because that happened on a Thursday. Of course, I didn't get to any class.
No, of course not.
I come back on Sunday night after we had a big event where everybody got to have Popeyes and beer. They bring a keg in and Popeyes. I didn't go to that. We had a co-ed dorm, and there's a couple hot girls on our door.
Except now you're the poopy pants guy.
No one had to know. It could have stayed. Nope. It could have stayed on the guy's side, right?
No. Nope.
But Seth, my RA, tells everybody, apparently, tells this story because he thinks it's funny. I'm so mad and out of control that I go and I've got like a stick we used to play some stickball with, and I go and I start smashing his door. I'm like, open up, you mother. And I'm like, I want to beat his ass. I'm so mad at this. In hindsight, I'm the dumbass.
It's kind of a good story. I would have told everybody too.
Well, at the time, you don't want to when you're trying to, make things happen. You're trying to make moves.
Well, then don't.
It's hard to make moves
when
you're the guy.
Then don't poop all over the room.
The box seemed like it was a good place at the time.
It's never in a good place.
I thought the popcorn box was a good idea.
It's not a place. It's a bad idea.
Never a good idea.
Was
to poop on your roommate's shoes?
Was it a bad idea to sit down on a popcorn box drunk?
Everybody should know.
Hey, much like your butt after that incident, you're gritty.
Yeah, you are gritty. Gritty ass.
Can't believe I told the popcorn box story. I kept that a secret for years, and I told
tens of
people.
Tens of people heard.
This is what they hear on the West Side. And then a popcorn box. And then on the shoe.
Oh, on the show this morning, Lance was eating popcorn. It was great.
Something about Kara McCoy and a high tops with a turd on it.
For some reason, his Boston roommate called him an F in disgrace. I don't know why. He was just eating popcorn.
We became good friends after that, but we'd be even better friends if he used Gritty. I can tell you this much, man, Gritty is fantastic. My bill was $54 for November. $54. And you know what my electricity was? Was actually was half of that. My delivery charges, which is something they pass along. Every company has delivery charges. That was actually more than my wholesale energy. For $10 a month, I get wholesale energy rates unlimited. $10 a month, wholesale energy rates unlimited. You can use as much electricity as you want. Now, if you learn to consume smarter, you're going to really reduce that bill. And with Gritty, if you text Lance to 64,000, they are going to give you your first month absolutely free. How much do you want to save? That's the question. Because at Gritty, my savings are on pace to be about $400 for the entire year. And that was after a record-breaking high year in August. That's how low the savings are. Make sure that you're with Gritty. Text Lance to 64,000. Message and data rates may apply, but you can join the millions of people who are switching over, thousands in Texas, and they're saving millions, I should say. And you can be one of those thousands switching over for just $10 a month. Get your first month waived of membership fee when you text Lance to 64,000. How much do you want to save? We'll save it with Gritty.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 851 ESPN 97.5. I've lost just a touch of... Yeah. My pee story is like, you know, that's a story. His poo all over the room story...
Look, it's pretty clear.
...is making me chuck for
my story, the best.
Well, I don't know if it's all over the room. It's on his story.
John is being John, as someone pointed out.
Yeah.
And Lance is an awful person.
Mine was a horrible... I had to live... That was a bad time. That was a really bad time.
That was your dark time?
And everything was going so well, except the whole night. And so I've never had a Cuba Libre since that night. I also learned that it doesn't make sense to put two straws into a drink and drink as fast as you can if somebody calls you the P word. Don't let them trick you.
Listen.
That's not smart. That's not a smart thing at all.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
No, I'm with Holly on this one. This is one of those mornings I wish I wouldn't have turned the show on.
I'm with her.
Because I've lost just a... Just a touch.
Touch of what?
Well.
Oh, you had respect for this guy?
I didn't know this story.
Let me tell you. You know those times you say, I will never do that again when you've been drinking too much?
Yeah, when you're going to... Wait a minute. I never said, I'm never going to poo all over the room again.
I've
never said
there
that.
I've never box. Said, the there next time I have to poo, I'm going to find my buddy's popcorn
yes,
box.
Yes, I've never said, said I'm going to poo all favor. Over your Nikes.
Do me a favor.
I've never said that.
Do me a favor. Drink about 14 ounces of Bacardi in about
idea.
An hour and then see how you think.
All of it seems like a bad idea.
See how you think.
I'm not going to do it.
Now, trash-ass Lance takes on a new meaning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, Del. Popcorn ass lad.
That made
he wishes
me.
He wishes it was only popcorn.
It would have stopped him up.
Yeah.
Popcorn could have stopped him up. It would have been much better.
Kids, don't drink.
Don't drink.
Don't drink, kids.
ESPN 97.5 is celebrating Christmas early with our 12 days of Christmas all day today. We're giving away tickets to the Battleground 2019 tournament Wednesday, December 18th at Toyota Center. Let's say at 9 o'clock exactly, caller number 4 is going to win tickets to see Baylor versus UT Martin, Utah State versus South Florida, Oregon State versus UTSA. Stay tuned for your chance to win all day, 7A to 7P. For ticket and game info, head to Battleground2K.com. Battleground2K.com.
Did you see where Bill O'Brien got game ball from the players?
Yeah, that was pretty neat. He wanted to
he tried to deflect a lot.
Yeah.
But that is pretty neat when a coach gets that award from the players. He said it's the first one that he's gotten from the players. Something else I didn't realize.
You know what? That's pretty neat because he was able to beat Belichick for the first time.
And he did say that was kind of – he did kind of admit that that was
a
big deal.
Let's face it. He outcoached him.
Yeah.
And we've never been able to say that. Listen, Bill O'Brien has taken huge, huge steps this year, things that they've never done. One of them was beating a top team. But did you see this stat? Holy crap. This is a little scary, I think, for Tom Brady. Since in the last month of the season, in the last 5 weeks, excuse me, since week four, here's Tom Brady's stats. 11 TDs, 6 interceptions, 59.2 completion.
Since when?
Since week four. Whew. 11 TDs, 6 interceptions, 59.2 completion, 80.3 rating, and a 6.2 yards per attempt.
Those are David Carr numbers.
Here's Mitch Trubisky's.
No.
10 TD passes, 5 interceptions. Higher passer rating, 63.2, completion percentage, 63.2. Higher rating, 85.7. Higher yards per attempt, 6.3. Mitch Trubisky is outplaying Tom Brady since week four.
This is how it falls off. This is now when Tom Brady cannot just rescue average to below average receivers. Now he's got to have help around him.
It used to be he made guys everyone. Better. Oh, look at the guys who got paid. Deion Branch. Deion Branch went to Seattle and disappeared.
Deion Branch?
Remember?
Was it Deion Branch?
Yeah.
Is that who it was?
Yeah, he was a was Super Bowl.
I remember he did nothing. He completely disappeared. You know, I've felt strongly that Gronk, because every time that we said, ooh, is this the end of Tom Brady, it's coincided with Gronk not being there.
Yeah, he was Super Bowl MVP, and then he went to Seattle, remember?
Yeah, no, I remember. I just didn't remember if Deion Branch was his name. But... Now you got Tom Brady does not have Gronk at all. There is no more Gronk. And if he does come back, it will be next year. And by then, there's already talk that the Patriots will get away from Tom Brady. And you know what? Is he in that phase that we had with Hakeem Olajuwon, where with all the great things Dream had done, and Dream was this incredible player.
And he's open to leaving.
Yeah, this feels like very similar to where all of a sudden... We'll break it right here, but it feels like all of a sudden we're at that point where Dream becomes a Raptor. Because Tom Brady, when you tell me 59% completion rating for Tom Brady, that is terrifying.
But I'm going to tell you this. Again, if you would have changed Deshaun and Brady, if they would have changed teams, Brady would have kicked the Patriots' ass too. Brady, with Deshaun's weapons, with the wide receivers and running game and offensive line that the Texans have, Brady would have looked a lot better, because he still can. The talent that they have right now at New England is trash. They're not good. They're just not good, and that falls on Belichick. This is what could happen when you got a guy who is making all the decisions. It could go one way or the other. It could go great like Bill O'Brien, or it could go bad like Bill Belichick. Time to talk about mybookie.ag. Did you bet on the Texans? I didn't. I wish I had.
Did Josh Shaw?
Josh, I hope he did, but he's got a lot of time.
What did he fire on at halftime?
He's got a lot of time to bet now, okay? He's got, well, I hope he took the Patriots because the Patriots covered second half. Listen, here's the deal, is if you're looking for a great way to play, see, Josh Shaw could have gotten this job done. Instead of going to Caesars and putting down, you can go on your website, on your computer, and you can play, and you can win, and you can get paid. Josh Shaw needs to learn. This is the way to go about it. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. That's all you got to do, and you can start playing, and you can start betting. In-game betting as well. Parlays, all the stuff that you want to do. Unbelievable amount of bets. Every kind of prop that you could possibly want. Any kind of bet that you could possibly want. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. They'll match the first 1,000 that you put in. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.